Regina Caeli, letare, alleluia, quia quem mero visti portare, alleluia, resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia.
This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. In memoriam, Saint Anthony of the Desert, Abbot. Prayer Before Mass by St. Ambrose of Milan. Lord Jesus Christ, I approach your banquet table in fear and trembling, for I am a sinner and dare not rely on my own worth, but only on your goodness and mercy. I am defiled by my many sins in body and soul, and by my unguarded thoughts and words. Gracious God of majesty and awe, I seek your protection. I look for your healing. Poor troubled sinner that I am, I appeal to you, the fountain of all mercy. I cannot bear your judgment, but I trust in your salvation. Lord, I show my wounds to you and uncover my shame before you. I know my sins are many and great, and they fill me with fear. But I hope in your mercies, for they cannot be numbered. Lord Jesus Christ, eternal King, God and man, crucified for mankind, look upon me with mercy and hear my prayer, for I trust in you. Have mercy on me, full of sorrow and sin, for the depth of your compassion never ends. Praise to your saving sacrifice offered on the wood of the cross for me and for all mankind. Praise to the noble and precious blood flowing from the wounds of my crucified Lord Jesus Christ and washing away the sins of the whole world. Remember, Lord, your creature, whom you have redeemed with your blood. I repent my sins, and I long to put right what I have done. Merciful Father, take away my offenses and sins, purify me in body and soul, and make me worthy to taste the Holy of Holies. May your body and blood, which I intend to receive, although I am unworthy, be for me the remission of my sins, the washing away of my guilt, the end of my evil thoughts, and the rebirth of my better instincts. May it incite me to do the works pleasing to you and profitable to my health in body and soul, and be a firm defense against the wiles of my enemies. Amen. St. Anthony, Abbot, lived from 251 to 356 BC. Called the Patriarch of Monks, St. Anthony retired to the desert when he was 18 years old. He was the first abbot to form a stable rule for his family of monks, dedicated to the divine service. He led an austere life, which was always consciously directed to the better service of God.
Aspergis me, Domine. His apo et mundabor lavabis me vivem deal babor. Miserere mei Deus, secundum magna misericordiam tuam. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Ostende nobis Domine misericordiam tuam et salutare tuam da nobis. Domine, exaudi orationem meam, et clamor meus ad te veniat. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Oremus. Exaudi nos, Domine Sancti Pater Omnipotens, Aeternae Deus, et mitere digneris sanctum angelum tuum de celis, qui custodiat, vobiat, protegat, visitet atque defendat omnes obitantes in hoc tabernaculo, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, actiones nostras consumus Domine, aspirando previni et aduvando prosecere, ut cuncta nostra apparatio a te semper incipiat, et per te coepta finiatur, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Confiter mihi Domino quoniam bonis, quoniam in saeculum misericordiam eius. Confiteor Deo omnipotenti, et beate Maria semper Virgini, et beato Dominico Patri nostro, et omnibus sanctis et vobis fratres, quia peccavi nimus cogitatione, locutione, opere et omissione, mea culpa, precor vos orare pro me. Amen. Misereatur vestri omnipotens Deus, et emittat vobis omnia peccata vestra, liberat vos ab omni malo, salvet et confirmat in omni opere bono, et perducat vos ad vitem aeternum. Absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum tribuat vobis omnipotens et misericors Dominus. Adjutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Afferra nobis Domine, cunctos iniquitatis nostros, ut ad sancta sanctorum puras meriamur mentibus introire, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
O justi, meditabitur, sapientiam, lingua eius loquetur utisia uum. Lex Dei eius in corde ipsius alleluia.
Laudamus te,
benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te, gratias agimus tibi, propter magnam gloriam tuam. Domine Deus rex celestis, Deus Pater omnipotens, Domine Filii Unigenite, Iesu Christe, Domine Deus Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, qui tollis peccata mundi, suscipe deprecationem nostram, qui sedes ad dexteram patris, miserere nobis, quoniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus altissimus, Iesu Christe, cum sancto spiritu in gloria Dei Patris. Amen. Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Father, you called Saint Anthony to renounce the world and serve you in the solitude of the desert. By his prayers and example, may we learn to deny ourselves and to love you above all things.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Grow strong in the Lord with the strength of his power. Put God's armor on so as to be able to resist the devil's tactics. For it is not against human enemies that we have to struggle, but against sovereignties and the powers who originate the darkness in this world, the spiritual army of evil in the heavens. That is why you must rely on God's armor, and you will not be able to put up any resistance when the worst happens, or have enough resources to hold your ground if you do not do so. Pray all the time, asking for what you need, praying in the Spirit on every possible occasion. Never get tired of staying awake to pray for all the saints.
Deo gratias. Domine ne prevenisti eum. Dio nibus doce dinis possui sti. In che piteius coronam de la pite de
ego sum pater bonis dicit Dominus, et conosco hobis meas, et conosunt me mihi. Alleluia. Alleluia. Mm.
Dominus sit in cordo me, et in labis meis, ad pronunciandum sanctum evangelium pacis.
Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo, lectio sancti evangelii, secundum Ioannem, gloria tibi, Domine. Jesus showed himself to his disciples, and after they had eaten, he said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others do? He answered, Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my lambs. A second time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He replied, Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Jesus said to him, Look after my sheep. Then he said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was upset that he asked him the third time, Do you love me? And said, Lord, you know everything. You know I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Per evangelica dicta deliantur nostra delicta.
Today in memorial, we celebrate St. Anthony of the Desert, Abbot. St. Anthony is my favorite saint, but also is the favorite saint of my most favorite saint, St. Athanasius, Patriarch of Alexandria, Egypt. St. Anthony of the Desert, a desert father, a father of the church, the Greek Catholic Church, is the father of monasticism, literally the patriarch of monasticism. The word patriarch, of course, comes from pater, father, and arcane, the Greek word which means beginnings, origins, but it also means authority and rule as well. When we speak of an oligarchy or a monarchy in regards to the privileged few who rule often through might, might makes right. Or if we speak of monarchy, which means the rule of one person over the nation, over the many, at the very center of government, which comes from two Greek words, guneiki and mentis, which people are shocked to hear this. And if they knew Greek and Latin, they would know government means mind control. But in monarchy or oligarchy, we have arcane, again, from the beginning, the source of authority, the authority being the source of rule of the one or the few over the many. Saint Anthony of the Desert is an abbot as a patriarch. Patriarchy means the rule of the father. Abbot, of course, comes from Abba. It is a Hebrew word. And Saint Anthony of the Desert is an abbot ruling as a father, not like a king who, in many ways, literally, because it is a nation, which means natio, it goes back to tribalism, the tribalism of the extended family, which becomes a natio, in which kings are made, are established, monarchies are established, again, at the center of the rule, but as a father, again, not a biological father, but a spiritual father in the image and likeness of Saint Joseph, the husband of Mary and the spiritual father of Jesus Christ. So abbot in Hebrew means dust. It means father. And it again, in the sense of a spiritual father who is the origin. He is the generator. He is the source of spiritual authority and the rule, the law that binds together the one and the many in service ultimately to God, our Heavenly Father. The Father through the Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Saint Anthony of the Desert, as an abbot who established monasticism in the east, in the deserts surrounding Alexandria in Egypt, established the rule, the law, like a Christian Ten Commandments for those who sought perfection. Jesus Christ said, "Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." And Christ wasn't talking about perfectionism or all the silly perfectionisms that we strive for in our increasingly godless and materialistic world, but rather the perfection in love, fulfilling the one commandment of Christ that you love one another as I have loved you. God, as the first letter of John says, is love. God is love, and in growing through our day-to-day lives of carrying our cross of self-sacrifice, we have no choice in the cross. Everyone receives a cross, whether they believe in God or not. But again, following that invitation, wonderful invitation of Christ to pick up your cross, follow me, deny yourself, and follow me. Saint Anthony, as a spiritual father, drew other monks in the desert to himself by his example of spiritual fatherhood. Again, reflecting not only the example of Saint Joseph, but the example that Saint Joseph was given the vocation to live and breathe, and that is our Heavenly Father, the Holy Trinity, Father in the Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit, living one's life in the realization right here and now, in the actualization of faith, hope, and charity, the power of Christ's death and resurrection and ascension into heaven. This is the reflected in the rule of Saint Anthony of the Desert, the father of monasticism. It was Saint Benedict who, living with the monks in the East, in Cappadocia, in Egypt, who returned to Italy and founded the Benedictine rule, very much influenced by Saint Anthony of the Desert, very much influenced by Saint Basil the Great, and his rule, again, very influenced by Saint Basil the Great. Saint Athanasius is my hero. His name means immortal. It means unkillable, unstoppable, no death for Saint Athanasius, who first, during the tumultuous fourth century, striving against Arius, who also was a deacon in Alexandria, Egypt, the intellectual capital of the world of that time, certainly of the Roman Empire, had supplanted Athens, again, as the intellectual capital of the world philosophically, but now and scientifically, but now also, very importantly, theologically as well. We will recall that Jesus, under the divine protection of Saint Joseph, with his mother Mary, in order to escape being murdered by King Herod, was taken at the urging of an angel by his father, spiritual father, Joseph, his spiritual father, provident father, to Egypt. They fled Judea and went to Egypt. How amazing that the Egyptian church, Alexandria, founded, of course, by Alexander the Great, when Jesus goes to Egypt as a child to save his life, and Alexandria, Egypt, becomes the salvation of the church through Saint Anthony of the Desert, in his founding of monasticism, and Saint Anthony's great influence on Saint Athanasius, first deacon and then later patriarch of Alexandria, in saving the church from Arianism, saving the Nicene Creed from being supplanted, overthrown in the Catholic Church because of heretical successors to the first Catholic Roman emperor, full of all good intentions. But as my grandmother always used to tell me, Chris, the road to hell is filled with good intentions. Saint Constantine the Great. I'm sorry, and I did. I called him Saint Constantine. He is a saint in the Eastern Church. His mother, Helen, absolutely a saint.
Anyway, so Saint Athanasius, who contributed greatly to the formation of the Nicene Creed and defended the Nicene Creed, being thrown out of his diocese, the Patriarchy of Saint Athanasius of Alexandria, four times in his life, only to return triumphant over the power of a world empire at that time, over the power of an emperor at that time, who had sought to supplant through Caesaral Papism the Pope in Rome, who had strove in league with bishops who had become Arians to supplant, to annihilate the Nicene Creed in the Catholic Church, the Universal Church. But there stood Saint Athanasius, Patriarch of Alexandria, Egypt, but Saint Athanasius stood on the shoulders of Saint Anthony of the Desert, Abbot and Saint. There is a very wonderful work that Saint Athanasius, Father of the Church, left, called The Life of Saint Anthony in the Desert. Saint Anthony, at 18 years old, retires to the desert in order to consecrate himself completely to the gospel, consecrate himself completely as a monk to the service of God through prayer. This prayer is ancient. It is the praying of the 150 Psalms. As Saint Paul says today, continuously praying for the saints. And who does he mean the saints? He means members of the church. Saints, of course, means the holy ones, members of the church. When Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you, the way you best do that is pray for one another as I have prayed for you. So the monks dedicate themselves to prayer, communication with God through the saying of the Psalms, the singing of the Psalms, as we have beautifully in the tradition of the Jews, praying the Psalms seven times a day, turning our minds to God and our hearts to God in prayer. This is what the early church, in the celebration of the Seder-based Eucharist, do this in memory of me. Jesus tells us this is what the monasticism is based on. The rule of Saint Anthony the Great, of course, at its centerpiece, because it is the church, surrounded by prayer, beginning with prayer. The center is, of course, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Eucharist, the Mass, and again, surrounding it, continuous prayer and the Eucharist is offered to God for the saints. St. Thomas Aquinas says the Eucharist is the greatest prayer of the church militant on earth to God. And we pray for the dead, the faithful departed. We pray for those who are afflicted by poverty, unemployment, sickness, facing death. We pray for our enemies. We pray for those who are co-opted, just like Julian the Apostate, emperors after Constantine, who have renounced Christ, who are now in league with the Antichrist, the New World Order. We pray for them all. And this we owe to Saint Anthony of the Desert and his rule, the patriarch, the founder of monasticism, via Saint Benedict, via Saint Benedict. In this life of Saint Anthony, Saint Anthony goes to catacombs, he goes to tombs, and he lives in the tomb. And as Saint Paul says, our battle, ultimately, it's against the devil. It's against Satan, which in Hebrew means the adversary of God. In the Septuagint Koine translation of the Hebrew Old Testament, Satan, which means adversary, diabolein, Greek, the devil, which means to tear asunder, is translated Lucifer, the light bearer, the father of lies. I read a quote today, just wonderful, by George Orwell, 1984. We live in 1984, even though it's 2015 under the New World Order, the satanic New World Order to replace Christendom, said that the most powerful form of a lie is omission. The most powerful form of a lie is omission. Saint Anthony, he goes into the catacombs as an 18-year-old boy, and he has a spiritual battle alone, like a hermit, with Satan, with devils of all types. Tremendous spiritual warfare, angelic warfare with angels against fallen angels and the father of lies. And at the end of this tremendous spiritual battle, so vibrantly, dramatically portrayed in the writings of Saint Athanasius of Alexandria, in the end, Anthony, abbot, comes out of the tombs, resurrected, right here, right now, through the Holy Spirit, in living faith, hope, and charity, in confronting, in prayer and dedication to the service of God, Satan, the adversary of God. He comes forth out of the catacombs, out of the tombs, spiritually healed, spiritually resurrected. He comes out holy, and that holiness in all ways heals his human nature, his wounded, fallen human nature. Holiness. is wholeness. It's human wholeness. This is the meaning of St. Anthony's, of St. Athanasius' life, of St. Anthony. This is the meaning of the rule of monasticism of St. Anthony of the Desert. This holy sacrifice of the Mass is offered in reparation for all sins and outrages committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In reparation, this Mass is offered for our Pope, Saint Francis. Sorry, you know, this is what we hope, Saint Francis, but Pope Francis, that as the Vicar of Christ, who has dedicated his papacy to Our Lady of Fatima, that he will humbly and obediently, immediately consecrate Russia by name, in union with all the bishops, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Dominus vobiscum, ad cum spirito tuo, oremus.
Quid retribuam Domino pro omnibus, quid retribuat mihi, calicem salutaris accipiam et nomen Domine invocabo. Suscipe sancti Trinitas, hanc oblationem quam tibi offero in memoriam passionis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, et presta ut in conspecto tu tibi placens ascendat, et meum et omnium fidelium salutem operetur eternum. Lavabo. Inter intercentes manos meos, et circumdabo altare tuum, Domine, ut audiam vocem laudis, et anorum universa mirabilia tua, Domine, delexe decorum domus tue, et locum habitationes gloriae tue. In spiritu militatis, et in animo contrito, suscipiamur Domine a te, et sic fiat sacrificium nostrum, ut a te suscipiatur odie, et placiet tibi, Domini Deus.
Orate, fratres!
Ut meam ac vestrum pariter in conspectu, Domini sit acceptum sacrificium. Domine, exaudia rationem meam, et clamor meus a te veniat. Lord, accept the sacrifice we offer at your altar in commemoration of Saint Anthony. May no earthly attractions keep us from loving you. Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Domine, exaudi orationem meum, et clamor meus a te veniat.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, ad cum spiritu tuo, sursum corda, habemus ad dominum. Gratias agamus, Domino Deo nostro, dignum et justum est. Vere dignum et justum est, ecum et salutare, nos tibi semper ubique, gratias agere. Domine sancti pater, omnipotens eterni Deus, qui cum unigenito filii tuo et spiritus sancto unus est Deus, unus est Dominus, non in unio singularitate personae, sed in unio trinitate substantiae. Quod enum de tua gloria revelante te credimus, hoc de filio tuo. Hoc de spiritu sancto. Sine differentia discretionis sentimus. Ut in confessione pere, et in majestate adoratur aquelitas. Quam laudant angeli, atque archangeli, cherubim quoque ac serubim, qui nances in clamare, quotidie, una voce dicente. Sanctus, sanctus, sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, pleni sunt caeli et terra. Gloria tua. Hosanna in excelsis. Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna in excelsis.
Deitetur clementissimi Pater, per Iesum Christum, filium tuum, Dominum nostrum, supplices rogamus ac petimus, ut te accepta abeas et benedicas. Hec dona, hec munera, hec sancta sacrificia illibata, in primus quae tibi offerimus pro ecclesia tui sancta catholica, quam pacificare, custodire, adunare, et regere, digneris todo orbe terrarum, una cum familo tuo Papa nostro, Franciscus et antistite nostro, Gidri et omnibus orthodoxis, atque catholicae et apostolicae fidei culturibus. Memento Domine, familiarumque tuorum, et omnium circumstantium, quorum tibi fides cognita est, et nota devotio, pro quibus tibi offerimus, fer qui tibi offerunt hoc sacrificium laudis pro se, suisque omnibus pro redemptionem animorum suorum, pro spe salutis et incolumitatis sui, tibi redant, vota sui eterno Deo vivo et vero. Communicantes a memoriam venerantes, in primos gloriose semper Virginis Maria, genitrices Dei et Domini nostri Jesu Christe, communicantes et diem sacrantissimum, celebrantes quo beate Maria inter merita virginitatis huic mundo edidit salvatorum, sed et memoriam venerantes in primos eustem gloriosae semper virginis Maria genetricis eustem Dei et Domini nostri Jesu Christi. Sed et beatorum apostolorum ac martyrum tuorum, Petri et Pali, Andrea, Jacobi, Ioannis, Tome, Jacobi, Philippi, Bartolomei, Matthei, Simonis, Itadiei, Lini, Cliti, Clementis, Christi, Cornelia, Cipriani, Laurentii, Chrysogeni, Ioannis et Pali, Cosmi et Damiani, et omnium sanctorum tuorum quorum meritis, pretibusque concedas, ut in omnibus protectionis tui muni amor auxilio per eundem Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Hanc igitur oblationem servitutis nostre, sede cum te familiae tue. Quisemus Domine, ut placatus accipias deusque nostrus in tui pace disponas, atque ab aeternam damnationi nostra ripe, et in electorum tuorum ubes grege numerare, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Quam oblationem tu, Deus, in omnibus quisemus, benedictam, adscriptam, ratam, ratiabilium, acceptabilium quae facere dignerus ut nobis. Corpus et sanguis, fiat delectissimi filii tui Domini nostri, Jesu Christe. Qui pride quam pateretur accepit panem in sanctos hoc venerabilis manus suis, et elevatus oculis in celum, a te Deum Patrem suum omnipotentem, tibi gratias agens. Benedixit, fregit dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et manducate ex hoc omnes, hoc est enim corpus meum. Simile modo postquam chonatum est, accipiens et hunc placlarum calicem, in sanctas ac venerabilias manus suis, item tibi gratias agens. Benedixit, dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et bibite ex eo omnes. Hic est enim calis sanguinis mei, novi et eterni testamenti, mysterium fidei, qui pro vobis et pro multos infundetur in remissionem peccatorum. Et cutius cumque faceritis in memoriam facietis. Unde et memores Domine nos servi tui. Sed et plebs tui sancta, eustem Christi filii tui Domini nostri tambiate passiones, nec non ab inferas resurrectiones, sed et in celos gloriose ascensiones, afferimus preclara magistate tue, de tuis donos actatus. Ostiam puram, ostiam sanctam, ostiam immaculatum, panem sanctum vitae eternae et calicem salutis perpetuae. Supraque propitio hoc sereno voto respicere digneris, et accepta abere, sicute accepta abere dignatus es, munera pueri tui custe abel, et sacrificium patriarche nostre abre, et quad tibi obtelit sumus sacerdos tuis Melchisedec, sanctum sacrificium immaculatum ostium. Supplices te rogamus omnipotentens Deus, ubi ec profere per manus sancti angeli tui in sublimum altare tuum, in conspecto divina majestatis tui, ut quod ex hoc altaris participatione, sancro sanctum filii tui, corpus et sanguinem, subserimus omni benedictione celesti et gratia repleamur per eum dem Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Memento esium Domine familiarum familiarumque tuorum, qui nos precesserant cum signo fidei et dormiunt in somno pacis. Martha, ipsas Domine et omnibus in Christo crescentibus locum refrigerere luces et pacis, indulgias deprecamur per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Nobis quoque peccatoribus familios tuis de multitudine miserationem tuorum sperantibus partem aliquam et societatem denare dineris cum tuis sanctis apostolis et martiribus, cum Ioanni, Stefano, Martea, Barnaba, Ignatio, Alexandro, Marcellino, Petro, Felicitate, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucia, Agnite, Cecilia, Anastasia et omnibus sanctus tuis, intra quorum nos consortiam non est amatur, meritis sed benie quasamus largitur admite, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Perquem haec omnia Domine semper bona creas, sanctificas, vivificas, benedicits et presta nobis.
Per ipsum ad cum ipso et in ipso est tibi Deo Patri omnipotens. In unitate Spiritus Sancti omnis honor et gloria. Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Oremus. Precepti salutaribus moniti et divina institutioni formati, audemus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum. Adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostram quotidianum da nobis hodie. Et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos ad malo.
Libera nos, quesemos Domine, ab omnibus malis preteribus, presentibus et futuris, et intercedente. Beata et gloriosa semper Virgini Dei Genetricis Maria, cum beatus apostolis tuis Petro et Paulo, atque Andrea et omnibus sanctis, da propitias pacem in Deibus nostris, ut ope misericordiae tui ajute, et a peccato simus semper libere, et ab omni perturbatione secure, per eum dum Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, Filium Tuum, qui tecum vivat et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Pax Domini sent semper vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, Domine. dona nobis pacem.
Sacrosancta commixio corporis et sanguinis Domini nostri Jesu Christe. Fiat mihi et omnibus sementibus salis mentis et corporis et ad vitam aeternam pomerandam atque compensandam preparatio salutaris per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Domine Jesu Christi, Filii Dei vivi, qui ex voluntate Patris, cooperante Spiritus Sancto, per mortum tuam mundum vivificasti, libera me per hoc sacro sanctum corpus et sanguinem tuum ab omnibus iniquitatibus meis et universus malis. Et fac me tuis semper inherere mandatis, et a te numquam separare permitas, qui cum eum dem Deo Patri et Spiritus Sancti vivos et regnas Deus in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Ecce Agnus Dei, qui tollit peccata mundi, Domine,
non sum dignus ut intre sub tectum meum, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Domine, non sum dignus ut intre sub tectum meum, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Domine, non sum dignus ut intre sub tectum meum, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Corpus et sanguis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, custodiat me ad vitam aeternum. Amen.
Quod ore sumsimus, Domine, puramente capiamus, et de corpore et sanguine Domini nostri Jesu Christi, fiat nobis remedium sempiternum. Amen.
Dominus vobiscum. Domine, ne prevenisti eum in peneti iho ni. Dutinis possuisti in cepite eius coronam de lapide te praetio Nominus vobiscum, ad cum spiritu tuo. Oremus.
Lord, you help Saint Anthony conquer the powers of darkness. May your sacrament strengthen us in our struggle with evil.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, ad cum spiritu tuo. Ite, te, 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 missa est Deo.
Placet tibi sancti Trinitas, obsequium servitutis mei, et presta ut sacrificium, quad oculis tui majestatis indignus optile, tibi sit acceptable mihique, et omnibus pro quibus iliut optili, sit te miserante propitia bile, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos, et maniat semper. Amen. Dominus vobiscum. Anitium Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem. In principio erat verbum, et verbum erat apud Deum, et Deus erat verbum. Hoc erat in principio apud Deum, omnia per ipsum facta sunt, et sine ipso factum est nihil, quod factum est, in ipso vita erat lux hominum, et lux in tenebrae lucet, et tenebrae eum non comprehenderunt, fiat homo missus ad Deo, cui nomen erat Ioannis, hic venit in testimonium ut testimonium prehiberet de lumine, ut omnes crederant per irium, non erat ille lux, sed ut testimonium prehiberet de lumine. Erat lux vera, quae illuminat omnim hominem vinientem in hunc mundum. In mundo erat, et mundus per ipsum factus est, et mundus eum non cognivit. In propria venit, et sui eum non receperunt, quod quod autem receperant eum, dedit es potestatem filius Dei, fiere is, quae credunt in nomini eus, qui non ex sanguinibus, neque ex voluntate carnis, neque ex voluntate vire, sed ex Deo nati sunt. Et verbum caro factum est, et habitavit in nobis, et vidiemus gloriam eus, gloriam quasi unigeniti a Patri, plenum gratia et veritatis. Deo gratias. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et ad ora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen.
Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, vita dulce et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus exsules filii ebe. A te suspiramus, jament as et plentes, in hac lacrimorum pallae. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, ideos tuos, misericordes, oculos, ad nos conver, te et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui nobis post hoc exilium ostende,
Sancti Dei Genitrix, ut digni officiarmor promissionibus Christi, oremus.
O God, our refuge and our strength, look down in mercy on thy people who cry to thee, and by the intercession of the glorious and immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, of Saint Joseph, her spouse, of thy blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and of all the saints, in mercy and goodness, hear our prayers for the conversion of sinners and for the liberty and exaltation of our Holy Mother, the Church, through Christ our Lord. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power, cast into hell Satan, and with him all the evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Prayer of Thanksgiving after Mass, ascribed to St. Thomas Aquinas. Thank you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Eternal God, who deigned to feed me, your sinful and unworthy servant, with the precious body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, not for any merit of mine, but only because of your merciful goodness. And I pray that this Holy Communion, far from condemning me to punishment, may bring about my pardon and salvation, encompassing me with the armor of faith and the shield of a good will. By it, let my vices be done away, all lustful desires extinguished. May it advance me in charity, patience, humility, obedience, and every other virtue. Let it be strong defense against the wiles of all my enemies, visible and invisible. Allay for me every disturbance of flesh and spirit, binding me firmly to you, the one true God, and bringing my last hour to a happy close. I pray, too, that it may be your pleasure to call my sinful self one day to that banquet, wonderful past all telling, where you and the Holy Spirit are true and perfect light, total fulfillment, everlasting joy, gladness without end, and perfect happiness to your saints. Grant this through Christ our Lord. This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas, Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, in memoriam, Saint Anthony of the Desert, Abbot.
Regina Caeli, letare, alleluia, quia quem mero visti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia.
Veritas. Laudare. Benedicere, predicare.
Sit benedictum in nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.